This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What is going on with iHeart? Is he going to re-sign with the New York Knicks? Well, unfortunately, guys, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that's what I'm going to be today. According to multiple NBA insiders, it's unlikely that iHeart is going to re-sign with the Knicks. We're going to break down exactly why that is and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now. And make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Isaiah Hartenstein is unlikely to return to New York. Trust me when I say it breaks my heart to say this because I want iHeart back. For me, after the Knicks made that trade for Mikal Bridges, I wanted them to re-sign OG Anunoby. They did that. They slightly overpaid, gave him $42.5 million on average each and every year. But you know what? I'll still take it because we needed him. We needed him to complete the most lethal duo in terms of wings to compete against any team in the league. Not only the Boston Celtics, but each and every team in the NBA. But you know what you also need? A quality big man. You need a big that understands his role, understands what he's capable of, and understands how he can play with other players on this team. He developed chemistry with Jalen Brunson last season. He understands how to play that pick and pop just a little bit. If his pick and pop is a floater inside the paint, but he can definitely run the floor as well. He can dunk the ball. He is great in terms of offensive rebounding. His defense, not on the same level as Mitchell Robinson, but still very, very good. All of that together for me makes iHeart a must re-sign. I hope and pray that the Knicks can do this. But unfortunately for the Knicks, they're going to be capped out at giving him a four-year deal worth around $72.5 million. What do you think they're making all of these moves for? They drafted back. They traded their picks back. They traded out of the first round completely after they made that selection. There's a reason they did that because they wanted to save cash. They drafted players in the second round, low cost, to save cash. They want to fill the void on the bench, but they also need more money so that way they can remain flexible to offer iHeart the max dollars that they can give him, which again is $72.5 million. But even though they're doing this, it might be all for nothing because according to multiple reports, they are indicating that iHeart may leave the Knicks if other offers come in that are much higher than New York's. And with Nick Claxton already signing with Brooklyn, and he signed a massive deal, I believe it was for $100 million. That tells iHeart basically what he's worth. And if another team comes in and gives them a number like that, it could be the end of the road for iHeart on the New York Knicks. Let's break down these latest reports for you guys. Ian Bagley gives us the following updates, and he reports that New York Knicks free agent Isaiah Hartenstein is expected to be a top target for several opposing teams in free agency. With offers that Hartenstein is expected to command on the open market, it becomes increasingly unlikely that the New York Knicks will be able to retain Hartenstein. So here we go here. Fred Katz's report from The Athletic. He gives us the following information. The Knicks have grown more pessimistic this week about retaining Hartenstein. The Nets and Nick Claxton, the other premier center on the open market this summer, just agreed to a four-year, $100 million contract on Wednesday. Not only is Hartenstein the league's top free agent center now, but he also has a nine-figure contract that he can point to as a comparison. That's something that he didn't have before. If we're going to talk about that, we have to mention that. When you're talking about a free agent and you want to make a lot of money, you need something to compare it to. Well, I don't know who to compare iHeart to. Well, now you know. It's Nick Claxton. They were both being talked about in terms of making the same amount of money. He just made $100 million. What do you think iHeart wants right now? Is it 72.5? Or could it be closer to 80, closer to 85, closer to 90? That's my fear right now. And Oklahoma City and some of these other teams can come in and still offer him a lot of money. let's go ahead to the New York Post in terms of Steph Bondi and get this information that he gave us here as well, too. According to Bondi, he states, Robinson has been floated in trade talks. So that is the other part here. If the Knicks can move Robinson and they're able to do so without having to destroy the team that they just created, it's going to help the Knicks, give them more flexibility, and also allow them to re-sign Hartenstein without any issue at all. Again, if he wants to accept $72.5 million. If he doesn't and he wants to accept a higher offer, then it doesn't matter what the Knicks give him, because the only thing they can give him is $72.5 million. If he doesn't want that and he wants a higher number, he's gone anyways, guys. Again, he stated that Robinson has been floated in trade talks, but he also indicated that the Knicks could move him and retain Hartenstein, like we just spoke about. But the report that Bondi is speaking about made it seem like Mitchell Robinson is more likely to stay. That's very crucial, because we talked about if Ihart remained, then he would be the starting center no matter what, even if we kept Mitchell Robinson. But did we ever talk about the fact that what if Ihart left? What would we do at the center position? We obviously didn't really draft anybody who's a big. We're not going to put Jericho Sims at the starting position. And if we still have Mitchell Robinson and Ihart is gone, then obviously Mitchell Robinson is going to be your starting center. That's going to be the case. And we're going to have to see how that defense floats with OG Anunoby and Mikal Bridges. Honestly speaking, hearing that it could be a Mikal Bridges, OG Anunoby, and Mitchell Robinson starting unit, I don't know what opposing defenses are going to do against that type of starting unit. Nobody's going to get a bucket off. They're going to destroy you and stop everything. So a part of me is intrigued by that. But if I'm thinking about offense, thinking about what this Knicks team really needs, they do need Ihart. Ihart, for me, is preferred over Mitchell Robinson for one specific reason. It's because of his offense. His defense isn't the same as Mitchell Robinson, but because of the level of offense that he gives you inside the paint, his floater game, his pick and roll with Jalen Brunson, the fact that he can do all of these things, it tells you that Ihart has a role here. And one other thing that he probably can't get offered anywhere else is a starting position that matters. Think about this. If he signs with the Knicks at $72.5 million over 4 years, yes, he is going to underpay himself. He's not going to get the max money. But his starting role, that's absolutely kept, number one. Number two, if he stays...
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
He's on this team with OG, and then Mikal Bridges, Julius Randle, Jalen Brunson. And you add Ihart to that? That's a championship-level starting five. They're going all the way to the chip if everything goes well and they have no injuries to deal with. And their bench looks even stronger because of the Mikal Bridges deal. And now he goes in the backcourt, Jalen Brunson. Your bench now has Dante DiVincenzo, Deuce McBride, and also Josh Hart. And if Tyler Kolek gets some minutes, which I think he will, you have him on the bench as well, too. As I just stated, it's looking increasingly unlikely that the Knicks are going to be able to re-sign him. Even though they're making sure that they have enough money to give him that $72.5 million, it doesn't mean that they're going to go ahead and Ihart's going to accept that. He could go to OKC. He could go to Detroit. There's a lot of other options for him. The only thing that's stopping him is regarding the money that he's going to be offered. If it's $80 million and the Knicks are giving him $72.5 million, I think he'll stay with the Knicks. If it's 85 or 90 or closer to 100, if it gets up to that range, it'll be harder for Ihart to stay with the Knicks because you just can't say no to that money. If it's around $90 million and the Knicks are offering him around $72.5 million, can you really be mad at him if he left? That's a close to $20 million difference. And sometimes as a big man in this league, you need to count your dollars, because how long are you going to be healthy as a big man? How many years is it going to last for you? Ihart was dealing with injuries when we had him. Is he going to continue to deal with injuries? When you invest in a big man, you have to think about that. Those dollars go into his health moving forward as well, too. I'm sure the Knicks thought about that with Mitchell Robinson. That's why Mitch's contract is descending in value, because they probably thought, hey, listen, he might get injured later on in his career. And if that happens, The best way we can trade him is if his contract is descending and he's a low value but very good big. That's exactly what he is right now. The Knicks have a lot of options. They can trade Mitch, keep Ihart. They can go ahead and let Ihart walk because they know there's no way for them to go ahead and match any offer that maybe OKC or another team can go ahead and give them. 85, 90 million, maybe Ihart walks. If that happens and you retain Mitch, he's your starting center. Does it really sound like a bad idea or a bad thing if Mitchell Robinson starts with OG and Mikal Bridges in the lineup, along with Julius Randle and Jalen Brunson? I love Ihart, don't get me wrong, but that lineup as well sounds extremely scary. Dominant. Defensively, I mean, what are you going to do against that team? What do you do against the Knicks in that situation? How do you beat the Knicks? You can't stop them on defense, please. But Ihart would give you more offense and the defense. That's why you have to re-sign him. Again, I hope the Knicks can re-sign him. They did all of the moves that they made recently, all the second-round moves that we're going to get to in a second, that Leon Rose, the genius that he is, made for this Knicks team to get the necessary cash to offer Ihart that extension. But it's all about, will he accept it? Here's my opinion. It's not a hot take. I've said it before in another video, but I want to bring it back again. Here's my prediction on it. I predict that Ihart will accept the $72.5 million from the Knicks, regardless of any offer that he gets from anywhere else. And here's why I say that. Let's go back 2 years before the Knicks gave him that contract. Where was he? With the Clippers, right? When he was with the Clippers, I remember there have been a number of reports saying that he wanted to stay there and he would accept less. Why would he do that? Because at the time, he liked his role. He believed in the Clippers, he believed in the vision, and he thought at the time they were championship contenders. What are the Knicks right now after the Mikal Bridges deal? Championship contenders. And that's exactly what the Knicks are going to sell Ihart. You stay with us, you're part of a championship core for the next 4 to 5 years. We'll give you a longer term contract, so that's more security for you and your family. And definitely, you're in New York. You think you're not going to get sponsors and endorsements? That's going to help make up the difference. I promise you. Leon Rose, businessman extraordinaire, he is going to sell Ihart on that. Ihart's going to resign with the Knicks, and our starting five is going to be one of the best starting fives in the entire NBA. Only a few teams can really come at us right now. Only a few teams, Detroit, Oklahoma City, some of these other teams can come over the top and offer Ihart a little bit more money. But OKC is the only threat because of their position in the West and how good they can be, how young they are. They can basically offer the exact same package as the Knicks. The only difference is, what's his role? Is he going to start over Chet? Is Chet going to move to the four and he's going to start at the five? What's Ihart's role going to be? That's the only question I have if he joins OKC. But if he stays with the Knicks, do I have any questions? No, because I know what his role is going to be. Do I have any questions about how Tom Thibodeau is going to use him? No, because I just saw it for the better half. No, not even half of the season. Almost more than half of the season, I just saw Ihart as the starting center. I saw him in all of the playoffs as the starting center. I don't need to see anymore. In my opinion right now, Ihart is the player you go after. He's the one you throw it all for, and you try to get him on this team. You try to re-sign him. But the Knicks can only do so much. It's up to Ihart as well. I hope he will do exactly what he did with the Clippers a few years ago and say the exact same thing. I'll stay here for less. Please, Ihart, stay with the Knicks for less and join this championship team that we're building. You're not going to find it anywhere else in the East, and you're certainly not going to get a guaranteed starting center position on a team that matters anywhere out West. I don't believe OKC will use you that way. If you enjoyed these clips from the live show, be sure to subscribe to the channel and have notifications turned on so you don't miss any new episodes or when we go live. Thanks for watching, Knick fans, and until next time, peace.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.